Uh-oh. Good morning. Eisenstein. Hey, it's Victor 91.4. We're still here. We're still here. You know, if you're thinking
they're trapped.
You still have time to get to work, you're actually late. Oh, I heard David and Leanne. I got plenty of time.
No,
you really don't. Keith has been so kind to... Actually, we just gave him a break. So.
He's sleeping out there.
Yeah. Ray is here. Final segment to wrap up today's teaching on Rosh Hashanah. Let me just give you a couple of housekeeping notes. The segments that we have been talking about this morning, everything you've heard this morning is at Victory's blog, which is blog.victory915.com. Mm-hmm. It's also at the Victory Facebook page, and it's also included Ray's teaching notes for today. Just click on the link, and then all of Ray's teachings over the years are there. So...
all kind of good stuff.
It's all Ray all the time.
Get some bags of kettle corn.
Yes.
And have a great weekend because there's a lot of teachings to go through.
There's some sand to put your toes in right there.
Yeah.
So this is basically just a summary. Just so if you want to have a little encapsulated place where you can go back to and go, okay, refer back to. Mm-hmm. So you have a sense of where the year is and why we feel.
Right.
Again, I want to make that blanket statement, even though I would never, ever make this statement. I'm going to make it for this year because mm-hmm. everything that I've studied, all my prayer time, everything hanging with God tells me there has never been a year like this year. Mm-hmm. That this is, in the last 100 years, this is the most significant one. There's something new about to happen. Now, the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, right? Mm-hmm. So, but there's seasons and times when God has said, I'm going to do a new thing. Just when he caused Jesus to become flesh, he did a new thing on the earth. Mm-hmm. All right? So it's that kind of a significance. There is something, an aspect of the kingdom that is going to be released in the next year. Some things are visible, some things are very obvious, and some things are not. So let me show you this way. All of us, as we're listening here, are saints of God. We're kings and priests of the Most High God. When you arrive in heaven, the picture that you have, though, is you are like a diamond. You're a stone, and you're in the foundation of that wall. You're the very lowest place. So no matter how great you are here, you're a foundation stone. So in this year ahead of us, we don't know what he's doing. All we know is based on this one simple thing that really stands out to me, which is the death of Shimon Peres on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Now, even though Rosh Hashanah is this upcoming Sunday night, Monday, that's the sixth day of creation. If you go back to Wednesday, is where he said, let there be light the first day. And the fact that the last founding father of the nation of Israel passed away on the eve of the first day.
Wow.
Is buried, is funeral and is buried on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the foundation. Something is being said there about the foundation, that that another thing is coming.
Right.
Something big is about to come. And I believe it's a good thing, but there's all kind of elements. But watch the news. I just want to give you a challenge. You should have started Tuesday, obviously, but start now and watch all the way through October 12th. See what stands out, because what you're going to get is a little encapsulated look of the year ahead. Mm. The days of awe are almost always like a microscope or mm-hmm. what's the little magnifying glass mm-hmm. to show you what's coming. It puts it in perspective. The king has been in the field this whole month, and we know he has a sword. That's the 777. So what is his intentions? May I just challenge you, don't become as the Israelites in the desert. When they got to the mountain where, you know, they should have been ready to receive the word of God, but they're dancing, partying around a golden calf saying, this is our God.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid.
Right.
Don't be stupid.
Right.
Don't do that. You know, you're ready to receive the kingdom of God. Yom Kippur is all about that this season. So, you know, stay focused. Don't lose your focus. And also, don't look at the mountain smoke and fire and shaking. I'm so scared. You're supposed to be in awe. Your enemies are supposed to be scared. It is frightening to come into the presence of God, but not when you're his son, mm-hmm. only when you're his enemy. So don't let the fear of the Lord cause your eyes to see the wrong thing. That's so important in this year ahead. You know, almost eight years ago, the stock market plunged 777. God was definitely in that. here we are almost 8 years later, ready to enter 5777. There are some that are going, ah, and thinking bad things are coming. Or have we just ended a season? There's a lot to that sure. could mean, all right? War, definitely is a continual theme in the years ending with seven, especially the Jubilee years like this, World War I, the Six-Day War. You're not a lot you can do about that. Keep your eyes on Israel. Something's coming there, and it will be significant. Not, you know, ISIS, which you're looking at there. That is, in a sense, a world war. You have Russia, America, Europe, Africa. You have a lot of folks involved. But in another sense, it's not. What's coming is something very different, something much, much bigger. So what does that look like since God is holding the sword? War is different when God's in the middle of it. So the number seven, or it's the word Zayin, the number seven speaks of fullness, completion, rest, covenant, and blessing. That's what's coming this year. That's the number one, the thing that kind of sums up. 577 is a year of God's kingdom coming to earth, or the kingdoms of the earth becoming the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. I don't think there's any year that better sums up something in a revivalish kind of a nature is coming.
Right.
Since the kingdom is within us, the first focus is to make our hearts fully his. The other things to note, Jesus is going to walk in the midst of his churches, or the church, in the coming year in a new dimension, calling us to be those lively stones builded together with other believers. That is such a significant, and there's so much to that in the teaching today, but dig into that some. God's eyes are looking over the earth for cupbearers and armor bearers. That's another really significant thing. You're already seeing the song, several songs, Lion and the Lamb, right? The king and the priest. That concept is there. God is raising up men and women who will invest themselves into another man's domain. If you have a goal, let it be to be faithful. There are always going to be those with more gifts and talents and strengths, but you can always be the most faithful. And this is a year to really, as you become a king under the King of Kings, learn how to serve his kings. And I promise you, as you journey through this year, you'll be unbelievably transformed.
Excellent.
Wow.
That is powerful. I don't think it's any coincidence that we've been hearing a message series on stones.
No, I don't
stack
think so
them. Either. Stack them, don't throw them.
Oh, wow. Put down that stone.
All right. There is today's teaching from Ray Haynes on Rosh Hashanah. It's all posted at blog.victory915.com and at the Victory Facebook page. You'll also have his teaching notes and all of his teachings over the years here at Rise and Stein. Keith is next. Thank you to him for giving us a little time, a little extra time here on the Bonanza. And we thank you, Ray, for coming in and praying through all of this and just letting God download it and you figure it out and come on in and teach it.
Hey, Ben, it's just a cool time. It's love the fellowship we get to have and these special times of year. So I'll be back for Yom Kippur.
Yes.
Very cool time.
Rosh Hashanah begins on sundown, Sunday night, after the Ryder Cup. I think that's the official start.
God is waiting.
The second annual